Piles of sandbags, soldiers with rifles, and sentry points that have long been the visual symbol of this island's division have given way to the bustle of pedestrians crossing through the capital's oldest shopping street. You still have to have your passport stamped when crossing from the Greek sector to the Turkish side, which takes a few minutes, so this is by no means an open and free crossing. But the technicalities were brushed aside today as both Greek and Turkish Cypriots savoured the moment. Georgi Akavou, aide to the Cyprus president, Dimitris Christofias, was the first to speak at the opening ceremony.
We aspire to the elimination of crossings and the opening of all roads in this country for all its citizens with no obstructions as a consequence of its reunification.
Özdil Nami, the aide to the Turkish Cypriot leader Mehmet Ali Talat, was also upbeat.
We are witnessing the overthrow of one of the obstacles for the reunification of the island. It has been a very symbolic crossing point.
AMFICIP spokesman Jose Luis Dias says that the events are a step in the right direction and is hopeful that progress between the two communities on the Cyprus problem can be made soon.
We think it's important because the closing or the barrier at Lira Street has become a symbol for the division of Cyprus. So I think the opening will mark, we hope, the beginning of a process of engagement by the two sides that will lead to a settlement of this long-standing dispute.
Greek and Turkish Cypriots have been divided since 1974, when Turkey deployed troops after a coup by Greek Cypriots who wanted union with Greece. Cyprus's government demolished a wall and a military checkpoint on Lydra Street last year, but plans to reopen the street were rejected by President Christofias's predecessor, Tassos Papadopoulos. The removal of this barrier connects two different worlds. Prosperous southern Cyprus, with its brand name shops such as Starbucks and Marks and Spencer, to a row of tiny Turkish Cypriot traders selling fake jeans, carpets, and the latest mobile phones at knockdown prices. The Lydra Street crossing is now the sixth barrier to open, connecting the two communities. Even though the removal of the Lydra crossing may just be a symbolic move, UN Undersecretary General Lynn Pascoe sees an opportunity to solve the division of the island.
The two leaders have set their sights on achieving a fair and lasting solution, and I think Cypriots are right to have high expectations. I'm encouraged, and I will pass this on to the Secretary General when I talk with him.
After the United Nations failed attempt to reunite Cyprus in 2004, Pascoe's words are welcome news to Cypriots who want to end the division of this island. Nathan Morley for VOA News, Nicosia.